It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcats Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This Coaches Show is brought to you exclusively by United Fidelity Bank. And now, here's your host, Alan Buck.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Football Coaches Show right here on 106.7 WMVI. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Brad Higginson, and we are going to cover a lot of things this morning. There's an awful lot to cover, so welcome to the special two-hour version of the Coaches Show. Just kidding, we don't have the kind of time, but Friday night, was a disappointing 16-15 loss at Forest Park. It was the good, the bad, and the ugly. Both teams made a lot of mistakes, but I would tell Forest Park people this too. Mount Vernon clearly was the better team, but the better team did not win last night or Friday night because of the some of the mistakes. But Coach, did everybody come out of the game healthy?
Yeah, for the most part, we had a couple guys get banged up. Just small little minor injuries. I don't think it'll be any major setbacks. It really just was a physical game, a lot of running the ball, both sides of the ball, and things like that. And you'll have that game one, just trying to feel out, instead of just punching through some things and that kind of thing.
My son was telling me about this last week, and then Chris said the same thing yesterday. It's first, you'd be in great condition going into football season, but the first game or two, you're starting to get the callus on your body from hitting. You get bumps and bruises that first game or two. Four or five games down the road, same thing happens. You don't even feel it, and it's just a matter of getting used to getting hit.
Yeah, and that's just the change of football in general. Like, they've taken a lot of the contact out of practice, and you got to adjust, and you only get it in game-like reps. And for whatever reason, coaches have kind of peeled back on game-like reps in practice.
I didn't realize they had legislated taking contact out of practice.
So we're only really allowed to be in full pads once a week, and it's so many live periods throughout the week, so you get that pro padded practice. It comes down from the NCAA.
Okay.
At the college level too, they if they have a full padded practice, they cannot go with pads the next day. So okay. There's a lot of regulations that are for safety, but ultimately a lot different than what it used to be.
Yeah, the purpose of it sounds like it's very, very good, but years ago in youth ball, I had a team that was very hungry and tackled a lot, loved to tackle. So during practice that week, I thought, I won't let them tackle. We're going to just touch, and we're going to get them hungry for Saturday morning. They got in the habit, and come Saturday, they didn't tackle in either.
Yeah,
it was an experiment that I tossed out. That didn't go in the filing cabinet to keep. But does that do anything to the mentality of your players, or are they still ready to play football on Friday night?
Yeah, they're still ready to play. Last night I felt like we came out a little slow, just, here and there, long bus trip. First bus trip where it's over an hour and things like that makes a big difference. Time change makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. You're playing at 6:30 your time, but you're getting off the bus at 5:45. That doesn't feel like 5:45. It still feels early in the evening and that kind of thing. So that was a thing that our guys have to adjust to and just be able to, like we say, flip the switch.
Yeah, that's something. I always had problems. My teams looked, when they got off the bus, they never woke up. I don't know what, I never knew the magic potion to get them to play like they know how to play. And you had to do that, Forest Park, right off the bat. Being high school age, they'll figure out how to work through that.
Yeah, I felt like the biggest difference in last night's game from first half to second half was just the energy on the sideline and in the stands. We kind of made a point of emphasis at halftime that, hey, if you're not in the game, you got to be cheering on your teammate. You can't just be standing around. And I felt like that energy kind of became a catalyst to a lot of the surge and things for the comeback and different things like that to put us in positions.
Yeah, Forest Park had scored twice in a row. We're getting the ball back to start the third quarter. The momentum had switched a little bit. They could have really slammed the door, but your defense just rallied and was terrific and turned them back a couple of times and seized the momentum back again to Mount Vernon's side. Couldn't hold it to the end. But statistically, if you don't look at the scoreboard, I had, and my statistics are highly unofficial. I had each team with 49 plays and 370 yards for Mount Vernon, 212 for Forest Park.
Yeah, so
I'm close.
Yeah, 388 total yards for Mount Vernon and 214 for Forest Park. The thing that shot us in the foot was, you know, we had 15 penalties, and that's unacceptable. We got to fix some things there. And, you know, the in-game penalties, the pass interferences, you know, the holding calls, those are all judgmental things. But lining up in the backfield or jumping off sides or, you know, moving before the snap, those are things that just – that irk you as a coach, and you know you got to work through and coach them up and teach them, and you know, some of it is just young guys that never played before, they're getting their first snaps, and they get excited or nervous or one or the other, and you know, they just kind of go off the rails a little bit.
Everything you just talked about are correctable errors, and that's the thing that historically Mount Vernon gets penalized very few times, much less than their opponent. We tend to not jump off sides. Mount Vernon has typically been good at using a hard count and getting our opponents to jump. I think we might have done that last night once and made ourselves jump. I'm not sure if that was the plan, but but that's, you know, it was first game. The way it started, Forest Park made they jumped more early on, and they were, but Mount Vernon quickly reversed that and caught up in that. But that's, like you said, it's just opening game, players not adjusted, not used to things. In the beginning, if I'm Forest Park, I'm feeling pretty good. You got Mount Vernon third and a bunch. Actually, I think it was second and like 18. And Easton Hall got it like a 9-yard carry, but we still were on our own 13. And Johnny Crow took off with it, and I had talked in the pregame about he's got good quick feet from a basketball player, but I didn't know what his straight line speed was.
Yeah,
he demonstrated it pretty clearly on that one.
Yeah, I was second and 14, and we got a gain of 8, and you know, pass protection was there. You know, routes were kind of off, and he just took off and just never looked back.
Yeah, and he's got those long legs out there, striding out, and you could see when he got right about to get the first down. And on the opposite side of the field from where I was, is he going to make it or not? And all of a sudden, it was like he hit another gear and just took off, and he was gone.
Yeah, and that was good to see. You know, early gave him confidence. You know, being a first-time quarterback, get those jitters out, you get that big long run, and then next thing you know, he's in a groove and moving. So
yeah, that was impressive to see. And then you know, as the game wore on, there were other times when maybe the shoe was on the other foot, and we would have them in a third and long. It's not over, because they, you know, they're very capable of making the longer plays, and they did a few times. But what did you, well, when we talked about it, you do what you do best, we ran between the tackles. I had Easton Hall at 25 carries and 188 yards, and just the one touchdown, but he was just a battering back. The thing I didn't notice about him before, I know he's a hard runner, he's a bruising, punishing back, he's got some quick feet.
Yeah, he does.
He made people miss, and arm tackles aren't going to get it on him.
For sure. Yeah, so we had him at 24 for 185. His long was 35. He had a touchdown, a two-point conversion. You know, he got the ball a lot. You know, he's a big part of our success. You know, and a big part of that was just trusting that, you know, he's going to be a downhill runner. And, you know, he's been working on that lateral change of direction and those kind of things. And, you know, as a big body kid, over 200 pounds, you know, you can run behind your pads. But, you know, if you get in the open field and you make a guy miss, then that's extra 10, 15 yards. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He had a couple good catches and, you know, things like that. But, you know, the biggest thing is just, you know, trusting that he's going to get you 3 yards when you need it.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, if you look at yards after contact, you had him at 185. He probably had about 180 of those were after contact. I mean, he gets hit and just runs through. And but the Big Uglies did a great job. I mean, if it was run off the right tackle, next play run off the left tackle, it didn't much matter. They were moving the line of scrimmage very well, and he's got good vision. So if the hole wasn't there, in fact, one of the plays late in the game looked like he's trying to go somewhere up the middle in between the tackles, maybe in between the guards even, and there was nothing there, and he just made a right-hand turn and was coming right at us, went around the corner, got it down inside the red zone, and it was flagged.
Yeah.
And that one, I know we don't talk about that, but some of us in the booth can get irate. There was every play, I guess you can call holding.
Right.
They chose to call it then. That was when we saw the tackle on our side. When Easton cut toward us, all we saw was his backside, the tackle, because he had everything walled off. There was no reason to hold or anything there because he was just in position, and Easton made such a quick cut. And
as an offensive lineman too, you got to think we're expecting the ball to go to one spot, and when it doesn't go there and it bounces right, that player's reacting. We just got to be able to let go,
you know,
and that kind of thing. So
that's a hard thing to train yourself to do when you feel the tension going an opposite way, let go.
Yeah, because you want to be a grinder. You want to be a guy that gets down and punches a guy in the mouth, and you know, be a physical player. And then all of a sudden, you get outside that framework. It's just it's one of those things. It's hard to do, but it is what it is.
One of the things, I won't say this about last night because I wasn't paying that close of attention. But when I'm watching a game on TV or something, I'll see it a lot of times. When that happens, what you just described, the defender changes direction, the blocker has stopped moving his feet, and so he's standing stationary, and that causes him to reach out and grab. If he's still moving with his feet, even if the guy does change direction, he can still push and keep his feet propelling him forward and not get a holding call because he's still in contact and still driving backwards. But I don't know. I didn't see your guys. You guys will study film, and you'll figure that out. But I thought, like I said, it was just your special teams. You know, three parts to the game: offense, defense, and special teams. Special teams were responsible for quite a lot of the. I mean, it cost us 9 points. Excuse me, gave them 9 points. It cost us three. I'm sure those are correctable errors.
Yeah, we just got to execute. We're in position. We're right there. We just got to execute. It's more just a comfort thing. Guys are in new roles, new positions, still learning. Probably need to spend a little bit more time on the details of special teams, and dive home on what we're doing. Some of that is just learning football, put an emphasis on it, give our guys the opportunity to grow from their mistakes and learn from them and, those kind of things. So, opening kickoff return, we just let one guy run down the field without blocking him and miss assignment. And, you get that guy blocked, and it goes from an 8-yard return to a 40-yard return pretty quick. That's the big difference in special teams is one thing is more glaring, than a typical offensive or defensive play.
Right, right. Yeah, we saw that opening kickoff looked like there was a nice hole. And the guy was coming toward us, really, the angle he was. And all of a sudden, there was just a swarm of Forest Park guys that came through and didn't get blocked. And they closed that down real quick. So, like you said, it was 8 yards instead of 40.
Yep.
But
it'll happen. It'll work.
Yeah, that's correctable, of course. One thing I failed to mention when we were talking about Easton Hall and his running, when you had St. Henderson in there as a blocking back, an extra blocker, there were a number of times that Hall either followed him or cut right off his backside, and Henderson can hit some people awfully hard, and he's like a sixth lineman because he's almost as big. He's as big as other teams' linemen, not as big as ours because we happen to have huge ones. But
he does a really good job, buying into the process of unselfish football. Right, like we're gonna give you the ball, but you gotta be able to go out there and block for other guys and do those things. It was funny after the game. I didn't even realize that one of my former players from Manchester was their offensive line coach. Oh. He came over and talked to me a little bit after the game, and he said, "Man, 13 and 44, those guys are man childs." I said, "Yeah, we're blessed to have those two. They're physical. They like contact. we got to learn a little patience, you know, as a runner and things like that. Sometimes just running straight, you know, at 400 miles an hour isn't always the best thing, you know, and especially in a zone offense where we're trying to hit the play side A gap, but in reality, the hole is on the backside A gap and those kind of things. So just learning how to patience and when to patience and those kind of things is a big part of it. But no, Saint's a physical player. He's a physical specimen. You know, he's an aggressive player and wants that contact, feeds off that contact, and he does a good job of finishing.
Yeah, it's not unusual for a high school team to have one back that size and a small back to be the quick, fast guy. You got two big backs like that, yeah. and neither of them slow. They're not plotters.
Right.
And like I said, and then the vision, like you said, when the hole's not where it's supposed to be and it's on the other side, Hall showed terrific vision last night and the footwork to get. I bet he's a good dancer, isn't he?
I couldn't tell you. He got his cowboy boots on. I guarantee you that.
He had those quick feet, and it was almost comical sometimes the way the guys that were trying to tackle him, and it was for him, it was like knocking a fly off his shoulder.
I mean,
he just runs right through him, and Henderson could do the same thing, and it'll be a fun season. It's just last night came up a little bit short. Tell you what, we probably ought to take our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that, and then look forward to a fun game this coming Friday. And with that, we'll go back to Dave in the studio. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this evening's Mount Vernon High School Football Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Brad Higginson. We've been talking about the Friday night game at Forest Park. You know, came up a little bit short. The game was good, bad, and the ugly. And there was an awful lot of really good football that Mount Vernon played. And just on the last, in the last couple minutes, I guess you call it the last possession, we had, I believe, three major penalties that pulled the ball out of the red zone every time and put it back at midfield. And just couldn't quite get it done. But those are correctable errors. You got coaches that are going to get those things figured out, and the players will get the nerves out of their systems and settle down. And they'll need to do that because this Friday Boonville comes to town. And I don't know what the reason is, but Mount Vernon and Boonville have developed a really good rivalry since my time down here, which is 9 years. And it just looks like similar programs, similar quality athletes. And, you know, we've gone up to Boonville and had the far better team, and it turns into a dogfight and goes down to the last possession. We've had the lesser team and come out on top. It's just going to be a great matchup. Have you gone over their film work real well yet, or are you at that point?
I wouldn't say deep dive into it, but we've got a good idea. You know, obviously they had a really big tight end last year that was a big part of their offense, and you know what they were capable of, and he's not back, so that's a thing that, you know, we haven't really had a chance to break everything down into too much detail. But you know, I think they return quite a few guys from last year's roster that you know we can get film of from last year's game, and then one game this year. So we'll have a good idea come Friday night. You know, it's really just about executing and making sure that, you know, our guys are executing the way we need to, and, you know, not have those mental mistakes or mental lapses that we've had on Friday, just giving our guys more confidence and things like that. I mean, coming back and, you know, having the ball in your hand with 5 seconds to go, you know, in a football game with an inside field goal range. And, you know, if you execute that, you win the game. You know, that's a good sign for the season. You know, even though you come out with a loss, you know, correctable things, you know, like I said before, you're probably going to lose games because you beat yourself, not because the other team just beat you. And that's what happened on Friday. And we got to make those things change in our direction. You know, that momentum swing in the second half was huge, but we got to execute through 48 minutes.
Yeah, there were times, I made the comment the other night, there were times Forest Park didn't stop us. We stopped ourselves. There's one specific, we had a third and two. Well, that's a piece of cake for Easton Hall to pick up the way he was moving last night, and St. Henderson and the Big Uglies in there. That's easy. We had a motion penalty, so now it's third and seven. The play selection, that's on a different page in the book than the two-yard plays.
Right.
So, and I think we picked up like four, something like that. We didn't get the first, and we weren't close enough to go for it on fourth down because we were in our own territory.
Yeah.
But little mistake that you know, hopefully we eliminate. And and that's I made a mistake. I asked you about Boonville and everything. That's not your focus anyway. Your focus is on you guys and everything, and the potential. I don't know how to say this delicately, but against Harrison, I just didn't think we didn't look like we were in sync. Last night, I'm thinking, wow, this team's got a lot to offer.
Yeah.
They are really, really got a lot of pieces to the puzzle. It's just a matter of the mental mistakes, but you got a lot of good stuff to build on.
Yeah. I mean, we were kind of feeling our way through Harrison, and then, you know, we come down to Forest Park, and, you know, we get a really good play, and then we shoot ourselves in the foot, and then we get a really good play, and we shoot ourselves in the foot, and it all comes down to just trusting the process that, you know, hey, we can overcome adversity if we stick together and, you know, band together and bring that energy and put ourselves in better situations. You know, we had plenty of opportunities, and, you know, that's the way football works.
I guess if you had the magic potion for how to get a teenage boy to focus, you'd be a wealthy man.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing. And, you know, a play lasts, what, 3.5, 4 seconds generally?
Yeah, but it's probably close to six.
Close to six?
Yeah.
Can you focus for that long?
Right.
And then forget all about it, go back to the huddle and focus on the next play instead of being mad because the defensive end, you know, grabbed my jersey on the last play or whatever.
Yeah.
Put it all out of your mind and go forward. That's the hardest thing to do. But if you can get a guy focused 100% going forward – and everybody on the same page for that 6 seconds, that's your mission.
Right.
And I don't know how to do it, but it's fun when you see it all come together. And there were times last night when it was very clear.
Yeah.
And like I said, if we played them 10 times, we'd win 8 of them. I'm really confident we would, because mistakes we made last night, I'm not going to make those all the time.
Right.
And so that's pretty good. Any changes that you've got that you're going to implement, you know, after week one? I know this is a marathon. It's not a sprint, but anything you're looking at doing?
No, probably not too much. Build on what we have. You know, as far as changes, just make wrinkles within what we do offensively, defensively, special teams, continue to take advantage of what Boonville gives you. Try to stop the top 3-5 run plays. Take advantage of, are they going to sit in a 4-down front again? Or are they going to be in a 3-down front? And devise a game plan around what we see on film. And, you know, just, you know, go back to the execution part. We got to make sure that our guys are executing to the best of their ability.
Do you think the home field will help that? Well, first of all, the lack of the bus ride, that will help. Will it help being in front of their familiar fans rather than on somebody else's turf, or is that not a factor?
It can be. The energy at home sometimes gives you a little life. You know, when you do that, we got some things planned for Friday night that's pretty special, that's probably a little different to Mount Vernon. It's first responders night, so before the game we'll have, 911 dispatch to fire to police to EMS, everybody represented here in Mount Vernon. We're honoring them before the game and letting them come out of the tunnel and doing some cool stuff. So it'll be a fun Friday night, getting a lot going on. And be a lot of commotion and that kind of stuff. It's going to be more just keeping our guys from distracting ourselves, from an overall standpoint, because there is a lot of new and different, kind of trying to get the atmosphere of a high school football game to feel more like an NFL experience, where the fans can, there's not a lot of downtime in between plays where there's not something going on, and, continue to give our fans an experience as just as much as our players are.
Yeah. Those people that you mentioned, those are integral part of the community, and it's good to celebrate them and their contribution and help bring the community together to rally around them. So that's a really good thing. That sounds like Friday night. I don't recall seeing that type of an event at any high school game that I've done over the last 18 years. So good for you guys. Who was that, your idea or what?
Yeah. So there'll be a lot of times, we'll have a theme of the week. This one just happens to be first responders.
Terrific. Terrific.
Then as the home games come on, we'll talk more about each one as they come up. But most home games will have some kind of theme or recognition, bring awareness to something. There's a lot of different things that we can do. And, obviously, it's a two-way street. We want to recognize other people, but that also brings more people to the game.
That's right. And so, I know there'll be one of those games where you'll have all of the youth programs from – top to bottom and bring them in. That's one of those things that helps build the pipeline and keep it strong. And, I remember when I was, a little kid, the high school athletes, you looked up to them like they were, they were godlike in your eyes because, you're a little kid and you got these big, strong guys, and just makes you want to grow up and be like them and fill their shoes at some point.
Yeah.
So that's I don't know when that night will take place, but I'm sure it's somewhere down the road.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I think when I was before I was in high school and coming up through the ranks and everything, one of the guys that's out coaching at the fifth and sixth grade was Jake Warham, and he played at North Posey ahead of me. And I remember watching Jake play, and he coached one of my little league teams and all that. And now he's on the sideline for Mount Vernon with us with our fifth and sixth grade, and getting an opportunity to work with him. And after watching him play, and he was part of those big teams at North Posey that went on to play at semi-state and all those things. So, he brings a wealth of knowledge and fun guy to be around, and things like that. But just as you mentioned, having an opportunity to get those young guys around our players and our players around those young guys. I mean, on Saturday mornings when there's a game here, our guys are working that game, doing chains, doing clocks, helping out any way we can to get our guys around, those young guys as much as possible.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make them want to get involved and be involved, because they get to rub elbows with those kind of guys. And having a guy like your former coach or whatever, that he knows what it takes to get there.
Yeah.
He's done it. He's been there, as have you. I mean, you know what to – you're not just giving an opinion.
Right.
Hey, you can do it your way or you can do it this way.
Right.
I know this way will succeed. I don't know if your way will. Right. What do you want to do?
Right.
And then you send – from talking last week, you've done a good job of setting standards, and we'll see if the players can get to those. Part of the time last night, I'm sure they exceeded those standards, and other times, it was a hair-pulling kind of experience.
There's always ebbs and flows in a football game. You got to be able to ride the highs and ride the lows and stay calm through all.
Yeah, never get too far one direction or the other.
Right.
Well, let's take our second break, and we'll come back and get some final thoughts on the coach and find out about any secret trick plays that he has for Boonville that I'm sure he'll want to expose. With that, we'll turn it back to Dave. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI, MountVernonRadio.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. You listen to 106.7 WMVI, MountVernonRadio.com. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Brad Higginson. We've been talking about the upcoming home opener against Boonville this coming Friday night. Game time 7?
7 o'clock.
And it's going to be first responders night. So, you know, they are key parts of this community. If you know somebody that is one, or if you are one, or what have you, come out and be a part of it. And Boonville always brings a good show to town, so Mount Vernon need to be ready and be on their toes. Is there a special team meal on Thursday night or not?
No,
this week?
Basically, the biggest thing is just getting our guys prepared, you know, mentally and physically. On Thursdays, it's more going out, watching junior high games, getting our guys out there to see that and those kind of things. One of the things that they, I guess, have done in the past is a team meal on Thursday. You know, I would rather feed them on Friday after the game. They're hungry. They're all that ways. So we were able to get food for them after the game and make sure that they have what they need on the way home and those kind of things. You know, I've been on those bus rides where it's an hour and a half trip and you don't have anything in your stomach and you're just sitting there like, what am I doing?
Well, teenage boys, you can eat and an hour later you're hungry again. They just, the calories those kids burn up is something to behold, and you don't realize that until you're 20 years past that, and then you know, you look at a French fry and gain weight. But that sounds like a really good plan. What's your hitting day? You said, you know, contact and practice.
Yeah, so limited. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are pretty physical days for us. You know, we want to try to get in a little bit of goal line, short yardage type stuff on certain days, and you know, we're going to get after it on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. You know, early in the season we can get a little bit more physical. As the season goes on, we'll tailor that back a little bit and go more pro pad and helmet practices, just because the wear and tear of the season, you know, we're still conditioning our body, but as the season goes on, we can kind of focus on other things and more game plan specific stuff.
Okay. Anything that you wanted to talk about that I didn't ask you about, or anything I should have that you want to throw in here?
Just kids played with a lot of poise and passion. You know, we kind of flipped some things on the back end in the second half that got the momentum back in our side, and our kids handled that well. We had an opportunity to go down and kick a field goal and didn't execute. And, you know, that's more on us as coaches to make them more comfortable and prepare. Felt like the coaches had a great game plan. We just, you know, can't shoot ourselves in the foot. But at the end of the day, you know, we're going to learn from these. We're going to move on, and we're going to, you know, be better next week, and that's the goal. So,
yeah. No glaring errors, just correctable mistakes that high school kids make. That's okay. They're, you know, everybody's learning and growing, and I saw a ton of progress Friday night from the previous Friday night, and I don't mean to be derogatory about that opening thing, but against Forest Park, I can see this team brings an awful. They got a solid foundation, an awful lot to build on, and I'm looking forward to Friday night.
Yeah, and when you put the pads on, the scoreboard's up, and the points are tallied, like, it's just a different feeling, and you got to come out ready to go. You know, we got to come out from the start like we did in the second half. You know, and bring that energy and for all 48, not just here and there.
Exactly. Well, good job. Good thoughts, and we'll hopefully carry this momentum forward for the week and see Boonville on Friday night. And with that, I'll send it back to Dave and say good night to all good sports.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcats Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This Coaches Show has been brought to you exclusively by United Fidelity Bank. Keep up to date with your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.